pianist Shaiyin Wang, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you.
You grew up in China and then came to the United States. What made you come to the U.S. and what do you see as the differences in music education between the two countries?
Well, as all the music students study in China, we all had a goal of going abroad to study the Western music where it's in a Western country. So America is a lot of people's destination. So I had luckily a friend was already here studying the Manhattan School of Music and was able to connect me with Dr. Mikovsky, Solomon Mikovsky. So I applied and got a scholarship. That's how I came here to study.
What do you see as the difference between the two cultures, musically speaking?
Well, yes. Very different in the school system. I definitely felt back in China, well, I spent 9 years in Shanghai Conservatory all the way until I was the high school. So it was very strict. Every week you would have maybe 2 to 3 piano lessons. Every lesson would last maybe, well, over 2 hours, sometimes 3. And every week there is studio class where everyone plays for each other. And the teacher would, of course, comment. Over here, I found it was not as strict in the way, in the sense that I felt I had more freedom on thinking of what I want to do with music and my own musical language. I have more decisions, self-decisions I can make. That was one thing that I did not experience in China, but I thought actually the two different works perfect because I think the fundamental technique is very important to be trained at a younger age. And of course, through someone's age, getting older, more understanding about life and everything experience. And then after I came here, there was more musical ideas behind my fingers. So it worked out perfect for me.
And you've done a wide range of performing with orchestras all over the world, some chamber music, and of course, a lot of solo piano music. That's the great thing about being a pianist. You can make appearances with orchestras and then you can play a lot on your own because of the extensive repertoire. I'm curious if you enjoy one more than the other and how you may change your approach to playing with an ensemble versus doing solo piano music.
First of all, I think the all three format is very important for a true pianist. Have to be able to perform by yourself and perform with a team and perform with an orchestra. It's all different. Of course, there's a little more freedom when I'm playing by myself, but chamber music is important as well because it's a workshop together and more listening for the ears and more careful for how to actually blend together, how to make the music better by working with your partners. And concerto is absolutely fun because you have a huge orchestra behind you, bigger sound, more wonderful, grand feel. I enjoy all of them. I would say I wouldn't pick one over the other. And it's very important to always keep the three different format in your repertoire.
For listeners that aren't familiar with your playing, I think your debut recording really shows off your abilities with a wide range of repertoire, from Bach and Mozart to Gershwin. I know it was a while ago, but can you briefly touch on that first album and what you wanted to provide for the listener?
I think it's good to have a bit of everything to introduce myself, especially it was the first CD. And actually, accidentally, at the same time, I was working on this performance, this recital program. And I thought it would be a perfect CD program as well. I know there are a lot of CDs are keen on the one composer theme, but I think it's a way to introduce myself, to give a little bit of every genre to the audience, to also show the different sides of me, a different musicality that I can deliver to the audience. So I wasn't very strict on sticking with promoting one or two composers. I thought it was good to have many different sides, a wide range.
Interesting, because your latest release, of course, is more specific, features music by Spanish composer Enrique Granados. Can you tell us what inspires you about his music and why you chose to do this particular album?
I have counted. I have 13 albums, and I have never actually really concentrated on some Latin music. So I personally really like Latin music, and Spanish music is very rich in emotion, colors in the harmony, and deep, very exquisite, deep descriptions of the music. And I thought my personality is very similar like that. It's very open, or could be suddenly sad, suddenly happy, very emotional, very drastic changes. I thought, sure, I would maybe take this chance, opportunity to show a little bit of that of me. And personally, I love Granados music. The first piece actually I played was the fourth one of Goyescas that I encountered years ago, and I fell in love with it right away. So decided to do this to show this piece is not played enough, and I hope after people hearing it more and more will bring to their repertoire.
So with such emotional music and changing colors on the keyboard, how does that affect how you actually play with your fingers, your touch of the keyboard?
It's a process. You have to know, you have to imagine the goal of the sound, what sound you want. And imagination is very important. And it's full of imaginations in Spanish, in this music. And it requires absolutely certain techniques, for example, very legato or deep, but it's all about how do you transform your emotion into the fingertip and then to the keys, and then different ways to touch it to produce different effect, different atmosphere. It takes time to practice.
And Goyescas is first on the album. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what's so special about this piece to you?
Well, this piece is one of his major, probably his most famous composition for piano, and was widely accepted when it was premiered. It was very successful. It was a very big hit when it came out. Later on, it was actually transcribed into an opera as well. As I said before, first time I was studying the Manhattan School of Music, actually I learned the fourth piece of the suite. It's the Lament. And the Nightingale, it's a beautiful, beautiful theme, a folk tune that based on a Valencia folk tune that transformed into a few variations. Each variation was perfumed more and more with lush chords and arpeggios, almost improvisation-like. It's a beautiful one. So I fell in love. I check out the whole suite and I discover it is absolutely stunning and full of... I just said, in this six piece, every day if I played it once, I am in the emotional roller coaster. I come off really tired, but it's a lot of fun to play. So yeah, I like always including this affective pieces in my repertoire.
And when listening to music, of course, you can picture a scene, or often you can visualize a story. And I know you see the Allegro de Concerto as something that is telling you a story.
Oh, well, actually, the background of this piece, he actually composed it under the commission of a professor, I believe, in his school, was asking a few composers to compose something for the graduates of the school. And the winner will play, the piece will be played as requirements for the graduates. And then he won the competition. So this piece, I would imagine he was... trying to write as brilliant as possible, as technically demanding as possible, because he knows the graduates are great pianists, so as himself was a great pianist. So it's just sparkles everywhere. It's a fun, uplifting, high spirit piece.
So we've talked about the first piece or first set of pieces and the finale on the album. Anything you want to say about the other works that you perform here?
It's a bit, the waltz poetico, it's very simple, almost sounds like, is it too easy to play? But actually not. He simply written them. It's each of them lasts no more than 2-1 minutes. But every piece is titled with clear titles of emotions, different emotions. For example, it's waltz poetico, or waltz brillante, or waltz sentimental. Things like that. It's absolutely very delicate, very nice little set of pieces. It's not easy to really organize them, to perform them well together. But it's definitely worth to be on the standard repertoire. The zapatilla, though, is a dance. Translating to English, it's a shoe dance. So it's very similar with like a tap dance. So it's a very uplifting short piece. It's a set of six dance pieces that were written by Granados.
So this is a little different than the other albums you've recorded. Any plans for the future as to what you want to tackle next?
I have a big project in April, this April coming up, recording three Russian concertos, Tchaikovsky 1 and 3, and the Scriabin piano concerto with the Royal Scottish Symphony Orchestra. And as well, also the Scriabin is not, Scriabin is well known, but his concerto is not widely played as well. And it's absolutely beautiful piece, very emotional, very touching, very Scriabin. So this is my coming up next project. And for the future ones, we'll have to think about doing maybe some more interesting solo pieces.
Well, Shaheen, I wish you the best of luck on that recording and all future projects. And thank you so much for taking some time to spend with us today.